Nice. What a compliment. Nice, Rich. All right. And no, there's nothing else going on in the world.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, actually, the program gets started this hour. The Good Day Show. Jennifer, where's Roberta?
Roberta's here.
That's what I thought. I'm glad to have you back. We missed you yesterday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Good. The Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, has deals, the Dove deal of the day, Vistaprint, and some other things that will intrigue you. About a half hour from now, the Queen of Cheap does her thing here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer also will involve herself in a discussion of television. I may have a small role in that, a small part to play in the discussion of what's going on television. Just a small, just a little bit. En français, un peu. You know, Pierre, un peu. You know, what un peu means en français?
You Americans trying to speak our French, you bitch up our language, it's disgusting to me. Go away. Now, go.
I'm sure there's something there that we can understand. This is National Beer Week, Roberta. And
whoa,
as such, we're celebrating National Beer Week. Well, we went through a number of beers. There's a story at DougStephan.com today. Unusual beers. Peanut butter beer, for example. You're not much of a beer drinker, though, are you?
No, not really.
Once in a while, you'll have a beer.
Once in a while on a hot summer day.
See, when I went up to her house a few weeks ago,
yeah,
she had this, like, Viking beer.
Viking beer. What happens
what
with that?
What does that mean?
It was this big bottle, and she's just like, here, I have this
beer. Probably want to get rid of it. She knows you
I
like
had no
beer.
Idea where it came from.
She didn't know where it came from. She didn't know what it was. Right. It was like a dark stout. And
was it good?
Yeah, it was
yeah,
really
you
good.
You liked it.
It was very good. Yeah.
All right. So if you check out, just joining us, you can check out the list of bizarre beers in the story at what's at DougStephan.com. That's what's new today. And then the poll today, we have an overview of some of these. Which of these beers would you be most willing to try? Pizza beer, porterhouse oyster stout, bacon beer, cream brulee beer. As I go through this list, I'm smiling more broadly.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Chili beer.
That's my favorite.
Peanut butter beer. I'd try them all. None of them. Well, which would you try, Roberta?
Cream brulee beer, definitely.
Okay, that's dessert beer. Jennifer, what would you try? You're not a
ditto,
beer drinker.
Ditto, cream brulee.
Cream brulee. Richie wouldn't. He's a man. He'd probably like...
I'd do the hot pepper beer.
Bacon. Oh, you would?
Or the bacon beer. Bacon beer would...
Bacon beer.
The bacon beer wouldn't taste good, though.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine that tasting
salty.
Good.
Well, if you're looking for something to do today, take our poll, sit back, pop a top, and help us celebrate by taking the poll at DougStephan.com. Now, back to the real news. Actually, this is a real story, one of today's real stories. It has to do with a couple. Listen to this story. Everybody, stop what you do. If you're in traffic, you may even want to pull over to the side of the road for this one. A couple in California has been fined $300 for holding Bible study sessions in their home.
What?
City officials in San Juan Capistrano.
I got news for you. They're going to be busy. That happens every night, everywhere.
City officials say Chuck and Stephanie Fromm are in violation of Municipal Code 93-301, which prohibits religious, fraternal, or nonprofit organizations in any residential neighborhood without a permit. Stephanie hosts a weekly Bible study on Wednesday nights. About 20 people show up, and apparently they also have a Bible study on Sunday, and 40 to 50 people show up. So the city of San Juan Capistrano is so stupid that somehow or other they think this goes over well with the populace. Whether you believed, this isn't about this isn't about church. This is about whether
it's about
people.
Freedom.
I mean,
here's
what,
the question.
In the name of heaven,
which one of their neighbors called and turned them in because they had 10 cars parked on the street?
That's exactly what probably happened, Richie. So now these people, the
Crumbs. Like the police go cruising the neighborhoods looking for Bible studies
right.
to
yeah.
bust up.
Yeah. So the city has warned them that if they keep doing this, they could get heftier penalties. The Pacific Justice Institute is defending Mr. and Mrs. Fromm. Isn't that their name? No. Fromm. They've said they're going to appeal all of this stuff. They've told the city they're not going to apply for a permit because it would be costly and difficult to get. This kind of stuff, back to the premise of too much government. Isn't this an example of government completely out of control?
What happened to, is it freedom of religion, right?
Yeah, freedom of religion. Yeah. Well, even whether it's freedom, the government, freedom from.
I mean,
so the government shouldn't be involved in any of this stuff.
Yeah. How do you think? What was the charge again? What was the
charge?
Law cited?
Was violation of Municipal Code 93301, which prohibits religious, fraternal, or nonprofit organizations to meet in a residential neighborhood without a permit.
How could you even have a law like that?
Yeah.
Anybody read the Constitution down there lately?
Yeah. This is in San Juan Capistrano.
Yeah, apparently not.
South Orange County.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
I don't even know how you can even create a law. Knowing the basic tenets of what this country is built on, how you can even create a law. What dummy even writes a law like that?
Welcome to California, Rich.
800, yeah, right. Welcome to California. 800-510-8255. All right, back to the East Coast, Pennsylvania. Police searching for a couple accused of punishing their 7-year-old boy by forcing him to wear a diaper and locking him in a coffin.
What?
Neighbors called police after they heard the boy screaming from inside the house. This is in Scranton, PA. Police found the boy sitting in a doorway of the basement wearing a diaper, 7 years old, by the way. Told police he was crying because he was hungry. He came home from school. Boy said his stepfather immediately locked him in the coffin because he didn't want to feed him. And he put a chair in front of the basement door in case he got out of the coffin. So he couldn't get out of the cellar. Man, this guy. The stepfather before has used duct tape on the boy.
Oh, good Lord.
Mm.
Mother and stepfather often punished him by putting him in the basement. She told him ghosts lived there. That's why they had the coffin. What kind of whack
That's
jobs
disgusting.
Are these people? Huh? I mean, I love
sounds like something our movie guy would do. Chuck Curry. Is it Chuck?
Oh, is there even a comment to that? What is the comment other than where do these whack jobs come from? How do these people even, how do they justify giving them the same air that we breathe?
This is when beer is maybe not a good thing because stupid people drink, they have kids, and this is what happens.
All right. I had, Richie said to me, we were going to do something else. He says, what else you got?
I said, have you got anything else?
And of course, the stacks would indicate that I have plenty of things here. It's just a question of every day sort of whittling down the 930 million things there are worth talking about to several that will hold your attention. And I have one that is better than the other two, if you can imagine. I got one more of these. The real stories of the day in the focus here on Good Day, 16 after the hour.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang TBS.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart equals
sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TV.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory.
On TBS.
Very funny.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to pick a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
All right, so maybe one of the ways to make my point here in terms of the real stories of the day is to ask the following question. Everybody ready? Paying attention?
Ready.
Ready, paying attention.
What do Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Waffle House have in common?
Run that by me again?
800. It's hard for me to say that.
Please is not to take a first date.
No.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Excuse me, this is on the level. I'm not trying to yank your chain. This is a real question about real things going on. What do Walmart's, Home Depot's, Lowe's, and the Waffle House have in common?
You got me until the Waffle House.
800-510-8255.
And the Waffle House.
This is not a riddle. That is something that really is, according to the Federal Emergency Management folks.
They all have bomb shelters?
Companies are all...
She got it.
The same. No, she didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me? Break the bomb shelters. You go to Waffle House.
You had that. She just ruined my question.
That's the place to go. Waffles and a bomb shelter.
Yes, exactly. I mean, at least you'll
after
eat.
After you've had a waffle from the Waffle House, you have your own bomb. 800-5. I love the Waffle House, by the way, as you know. I think they are the most fantastic place. And I never knew this about them until just now. So it's an added reason for me to be enthused about
interesting.
The Waffle House. Waffle House, Walmart, Home Depot, and Lowe's have one thing in common. What is that? 800, Richie has obviously found it, and he likes to, when he finds it, he does that.
I should have known.
Oh, yeah, I get it now.
Interesting.
All right, so you figure it out, and you'll get a swell prize. 2020 News Quiz question at 800-510-8255 to tell us what the Walmarts, the Waffle Houses, the Home Depots, and Lowe's all have in common. 800-510-TALK21 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the sing-off last night, these guys have got it. They have got it. North Shore, a bunch of guys in their 60s. Remember, the sing-off, no instruments. Everybody's using their voice as the instruments. This is Huey Lewis's Power of Love. Quiet.
That's the power of don't take money, don't take me, don't take no credit card to ride this train. Strong and it's sudden, cool sometimes, but it just might save your life. They say that all in love is fair, yeah, but you don't care. But you know what to do.
All right, so that's the North Shore. Now, next, are they good? Afro Blue singing a Whitney Houston song. I want to dance with somebody.
Don't you want to dance? Hey, you want to dance? Don't you want to dance?
Stuff.
The theme of the show last night was 80s guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
So what song do you like but don't admit to liking and listen to in private?
Here are the Deltones performing Roxette's Listen to Your Heart.
One to build it. It's okay. But the next one, Jennifer will really dig.
All right, so let's get to it.
Ooh, I can't
Urban wait. Method singing a Belle Biv DeVoe. What the hell is that?
Oh, love it.
It's called Poison.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
One more. This is a group called Vocal Point singing Footloose.
I've been working so hard. I'm pushing my heart. 8 hours for a hotel.
In honor of Footloose, the movie being re-released, or a new Footloose,
which our movie got Chuck Curry.
This is great.
Great, yeah.
It's really, I was going to say, he's seen it.
Yeah, I said he liked it, yeah.
Yeah?
All right, so some of the music from the consideration box from the sing-off here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Chatting away as we are, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have a lot of things that are available for you to look at, for you to listen to, for you to watch. There's a difference between looking at something and watching. Did you know that? Looking at something would imply you're going to read something. Watching something would imply you're looking at a video, right? Listening, obviously, involves various auditory skills. So let's see.
What did you say, boss?
Thank you, Roberta. Right on top of things. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, Doug, we have the Queen of Cheap here in a moment. First, though, let's get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. I asked you what the following four companies have in common. Waffle House, Lowe's, Home Depot, and Walmart. Here's Paul in Florence, South Carolina. Do they have each one of these four stores in your town, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you frequent all four of them, do you?
What was all four again?
The four are Waffle House, Home Depot, Walmart, and Lowe's.
Yes. I've been to all of them in town, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is it that they have in common?
Defibrillators?
You know,
that's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
Especially the Waffle House.
Right. Yeah, nice, Richie. I'm guessing the Waffle House probably doesn't have a defibrillator, but I don't know about the others. That's not the connection. It's not the strong connection. Defibrillator, that's a good guess, though. Paul, thank you. Appreciate you calling and listening. 800-510-8255. Wayne is in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Hello, Wayne.
How are you this morning?
Well, sir, and how about you?
I'm doing fine.
All right, that's good. So what do you think these companies have together in common? I mean, there's some obvious things. They're made out of brick, and, you know, they have, I don't know, what else? They do serve food, I guess, at the Walmart, don't they? Go to a counter in a Walmart?
Okay. So they have McDonald's, remember?
Yeah, a lot of them will have like a Subway inside.
Right. Home Depot has. I've seen the Home Depot over in on Jefferson. In Playa, Jennifer, has a McDonald's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One near us has a Starbucks.
Does it?
The Home Depot, yep.
That's fancy.
All right. Okay, but that's not what they have in common. Wayne, what do you think they have in common?
They all make more money after a disaster.
You're pretty close.
Getting there.
Actually, yeah. I think we ought to give you credit for that. In fact, they are the top four companies in our country for disaster response.
Preparedness.
Preparedness, response, whatever. And this is very interesting. I find that the thing that attracted me to this information more than anything else was that FEMA says when a hurricane hits, it relies on the Waffle House to tell it, FEMA, how serious it is. The Waffle House Index, they call it. Yeah, they have, apparently, you've been
what?
To a, they have the Waffle House Index. Different color lights go on depending on the status of the operation of Walmart. The green sign means the, if you look at a Waffle House, these signs haven't changed for 40 years. Go down the highway, I've been driving to Florida for 40 some odd years. Waffle House signs have been the same forever. They don't change the look of the store, they don't change the sign, nothing. And so there is up, and I think it's the, I'm not sure it's all of the lights, but maybe the last two or three, if they're green, it means the restaurant's serving a full menu. It means that it's fine, no problem. Let's see. If the yellow light is on, it means there's a limited menu indicating power from a generator. And let's see here. The red light means the restaurant is closed. You hardly ever see a Waffle House with a red light on it. Waffle Houses are open.
With a code red, basically.
Code red, right.
Right.
The Waffle House is open around the clock, 1,200 of them, up and down the East Coast and in the South. And they are, by the way, it's a family-held business. It's not a corporation.
It's basically just that they are so well organized and prepared for these kind of disasters because they're basically in the South where a lot of these tornadoes and hurricanes hit.
Yep.
That they've got supply chain plans. They've got backup employee plans.
Yep.
And they are a model as well as Walmart and Home Depot and whatnot. So when,
during Hurricane Irene, Richie, Waffle House lost power to 22 of its restaurants in North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. And they were the first ones in their communities to be back in business. Because people apparently know where there's a Waffle House, they can always get a meal. They don't advertise. When's the last time you saw an ad for a Waffle House anyplace?
Right.
It's just word of mouth. And once you go in and you try things like their waffles, whatever there is about their waffles, whatever they do to it, they're the best tasting waffles I've ever had. And, I mean, there's certainly a lot of goo to the syrup and stuff.
So they use what they've learned from these four companies in disaster preparedness to other companies as far as the Japan earthquake companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Situation. Yeah, right. Anyway, I thought that was pretty fascinating. What about you, Wayne? You find that fascinating?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
tell he's on the edge of his seat.
And he is. Okay. So I would say that would be a good indicator for us to move on to the next item of interest. Wayne, hold on. We're going to send you some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Dumpster dive time now at 20 before the hour. Roberta Fasanelli has our Queen of Cheap visit.
The Queen of Cheap. The Diva of Dumpster.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, do your thing, Roberta.
Got a real plethora of different things for you today. Let's start with a Dove Soothing Cream Sample. It's the new Dove Nourishing Oil Care Leave-In Smoothing Cream for long-lasting 24-hour shine. Well, if you want to try it free, we got the link for you. You know, hey, it doesn't cost anything to try it, right? Just fill out the form and they send it to you. Jamba Energy Drink. I like Jamba Juice, and you get a free Jamba Energy Drink when you become a fan on their Facebook page. It's mostly the Northeast, but heck, still worth it to go there if you like them, and they'll give you a coupon for a free Jamba Energy Drink. Budget Travel Magazine. Oh, this combines like two of my favorite things. Of course, I'm very budget conscious. I mean, I like to save money as much as possible. And Budget Travel Magazine, we have it now for $2.99 for a one-year subscription. That's like next to nothing. I think it costs them more to mail it than $2.99, but that's the magazine, $2.99 for 1 year, and we have the link for you, too. And Vistaprint, this expires on the 21st of October, so don't wait, has six free items that they're sending you for fall. You just pay shipping and handling. That's usually around, I don't know, $3, $4, $5, depending on what you get. But you can get a free photo wall calendar, a free photo flip book, a free tote bag, 250 free business cards, 10 free invitations, and even a free T-shirt. All free from Vistaprint. And again, we have the deal for you on DougStephan.com on the Queen of Cheap page. Just kind of scroll down, look for my smiling face, click on today's deals, and you'll find all the stuff there.
Yeah, yeah. All the stuff is there. All the good stuff is at DougStephan.com. The story of Steven Seagal we highlighted, DougStephan.com today. Which would you rather have, the tale of two Stevens, Steven Seagal or Steven Jobs?
Jobs.
Which would you like?
The Seagal story is so fun.
The Seagal story.
Yeah. Okay, start with that.
We've been overwhelmed with the Steve Jobs stuff.
Well, I just think it's nice to know that there is another Jobs product on the way. He's the one who designed the iPhone 5. Right, exactly. But Steven Seagal has a new job. This is apparently on the up and up and basically legit. He has hired on as a full-time deputy with the county sheriff's department on the Texas border with Mexico. There's a story in the San Antonio Express yesterday. He had called the department a couple of months ago to lobby for a job because apparently he's got this TV show where he has what channel is that on? Discovery or something?
A&E.
It's something like that. A&E,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay, all right. So, but that was sort of a phony job for the television show. Apparently he's liked so much what he's been doing, he decided he wanted a real job. So he called up and said, I want a job working with your police, with your sheriff's department. And apparently after they talked about it a little bit, they decided to hire him. So he's now full-time a deputy on patrol on the Texas-Mexico border. That's his job. Full-time.
How do you feel about that?
Not part of the... Well, especially when you look at some of the
movies. I love
it,
actually. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that's a great thing? Come on.
Kind of. I don't know whether
I'm looking at a picture of him, and he looks pretty good, but I don't know whether this picture is old or not. He had gained a lot of weight. I saw him at Jazz Fest 5 or 6 years ago. He went up on stage and played guitar with the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was heavy.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. No, I think he's lost that, though, Richie, apparently.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, it'll be good for his health one way or the other.
He's hanging out at the burrito stand waiting to capture some illegals.
All right, that's one of the things that's new at DougStephan.com. 16 before the hour. Television in our focus next. Jennifer is here on the Good Day program.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing.
By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Hey, Doug Stephan, good day program. Jennifer Horn now with an overview of some of the things on. What is tonight is NCIS night, right? And that new Unforgotten show that Poppy Montgomery's in, that's CBS. Those are all doing well. What else is on? What are you?
Big debate tonight. There's another debate on TV. You've
big? What's big about it? How many? What are they going to say that they haven't said already 100 times?
That's true. But, you know, you got to watch. The informed Dancing with the Stars results show is on tonight. See who goes home again. It's been shocking eliminations the last 2 weeks in a row.
Did somebody go home last night?
No, they go home tonight.
Oh, okay. So they slept on the street
Tuesday.
Last night. Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right, some other big news. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars and David Arquette and Courtney Cox, their production company, yes, they're still together, are putting out a show called 10 Years, which is kind of a friends parallel project, and it chronicles relationships of a group of six friends over a 10-year period. That'll be coming out next year. Do you like that one? Will you watch it?
No. I don't. It doesn't sound intriguing at all.
Really?
So
because
they're going
all the sitcoms.
To? I don't. Yeah, I don't
yeah,
see
they're
this
going
making,
to. The develop.
Yeah, I don't
the
see
development
this making
deal's
it 10
done.
Years.
You say what? That again, Richie?
I don't see any
no,
show
it's
making
a, it's. No, it's an overview of these relationships over a 10-year period, not that it's going to make a 10-year difference, you know.
So the Friends
also,
people come back again? Is that the Friends?
No, it's different characters. It's just very similar to the Friends concept because it's taking, that show ran 10 years, so it's taking a 10-year period and reflecting on people's relationships together. All right, Revenge. We talked to the lead of that show. And good news, that show got picked up. Also, Suburgatory got picked up by ABC. So you can continue watching those. They'll be good for the rest of the year. There's a new game show coming out called Million Dollar Mind Game. That's going to premiere this week. And it's sports teams made up of six people who all know each other. So coworkers, it could be friends, family. And they're challenged in a series of logic-based questions. Now, here's the deal. Doesn't this sound like Family Feud?
Sounds not like
why wouldn't they just
boring show.
Why wouldn't they just do, yeah, why wouldn't they just do Family Feud again? I don't know. Million-dollar mind meld something or other. I don't know. Plus, CBS has made an announcement that Charlie Rose could be the replacement on The Early Show. Do you ever watch Charlie Rose, Dougie?
The Early Show. Who's on it now?
It's terrible, and it's falling in the ratings, so they're trying to bring in someone to save the day.
Harry's
and Charlie
gone.
Rose
they
is
put
the
in some.
Yeah.
They put in a couple of bubble-headed, beautiful faces with no brains, vapid, zero.
Right. They went for young and pretty.
Right, and it didn't work.
And they're trying to save it. So Charlie Rose could be the savior. Isn't that
no,
that's
he won't
weird
be
one.
He will not be the savior.
I don't think so either.
No. He's old, haggardly. I watched him during the debate. You were talking about the debate. Last week, Charlie Rose, it was on Bloomberg television. He looks tired, old, haggard, worn out. He just doesn't have, for whatever the reason, he just looks like he's not into whatever it is that he's doing. Now, Harry Smith, I've always had great regard for what he does, how he presents himself. He's very calm, matter of fact.
They have this,
he doesn't overshoot stuff when he calls, when he has conversations with people.
They have a new commercial running on NBC with Brian Williams going up the elevator of 30 Rock and all of these different news people getting on and off. And he's one of the ones like, hey, Harry, welcome to the whatever. And
he went to
elevator.
NBC, by the way.
Right,
anyway,
right.
Harry
so
Smith
apparently Brian
NBC.
Williams has this new news show, and I guess everybody's going to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, he's Harry Smith. for my money, is the best in terms of integrity, in terms of being able to converse with people and ask good questions. He's the best one there, best one around of any of them. Hi, Jen Jen, thank you. 51 past the hour, the Good Day program.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. One of the things that people seem to like to do, and I'm kind of wondering how it's manifested with men. We all know gossip is a big, big time waster or time
it is not. Bite your tongue.
All right. So, Richie, how do men gossip? We know how women gossip, but how do men
gossip?
Oh,
yes,
please. You guys are way worse than we are.
We don't play into that. No.
Oh, please. You guys talk and you sing like a bird.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I guess we do. We don't do it this. I don't know that we really think about it. I think
there are ways of spreading things around. People, maybe because it sounds feminine, the term gossip is a feminine term. And men who gossip don't want to have it referred to by some feminine term, so we need to come up with something better. And I don't know what it is. But in the meantime, as we're thinking about a better term, listen to the women on The View talking about Ashton Kutcher and his cheating ways. Apparently, they have broken up, mm-hmm. and they've moved out of the house. Didn't you tell us that yesterday?
I did, yeah, Jennifer? They're all moved out.
Mm-hmm. They're moved out. One's going one direction, the other's going the other direction. Let's see if we glean anything from this conversation.
First, the woman who allegedly slept with Ashton Kutcher is talking to Us Weekly. Not Us Weekly, but the magazine Us Weekly, who won't disclose if they're paying her for this interview. And a former cheerleading coach who had a sexting relationship with former Congressman Anthony Weiner is publishing a book. Now, what is going on, man?
No, it's such a trip, this money, that we're at this place where
where people go to the negative instead of relying on what their talents are and what their skills are. They immediately
I think everybody is born
with something, some kind of talent or some kind of gift.
They're choosing not to use it.
And I don't know, you know, with celebrities, there's something that, you know, with Joe the Plumber, if he messed around, I don't know if it would be as magnified as a celebrity.
Remember Joe the Plumber? He's a real guy.
But like if something happened to him, he's running for the state seat in his state.
He's running for office.
You better not cheat on your wife because you're in trouble.
But I think Ashton Kutcher is kind of enjoying all of this in a certain way. He's following in Charlie Sheen's footsteps. Mm-hmm. He's in a hot tub like Charlie. It's like I got the gig and I'm going to do the thing.
I'm sorry. I have to say, in my day, there were times when I drank perhaps a little more than I should have and ended up in situations perhaps that I should not have. And so because someone else had an agenda, I had to pay the price financially because there was no phone. There were none of these phones. So you had to pay people off to go to say, you know what?
But you know what?
I don't know what you were doing, but quit it. This idea that someone can, you can befriend someone or maybe give them a kiss or hug them or do whatever,
and immediately
it's up to you to prove that you didn't do X, Y, Z, and the people look at you because you're a celebrity and say, oh, well, you know you did it.
So what is the inside of that? The inside there is that she used to get into trouble and pay people off not to tell the story.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I thought that was the most interesting part of the whole minute and a half there. That she, Whoopi Goldberg, would get herself into
carousing.
Well, I don't know that she's still there, but she looks like she's now suffering the results of that lifestyle because she doesn't look good at all. Apparently, a lot of, alcohol.
Being a comic on the road is tougher than being a rock star on the road.
Is it?
How
do you mean?
I can't imagine playing those little dumpy. Oh. I mean, you ever go to these comedy things? I mean, yeah, they're nice, they're fun.
Remember, Richie, comedians come to die with me.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is the place where comedians
go. You've never been to a comedy club?
I have never been to a comedy club.
Wow.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Wow. That was universal. They all said, wow. I guess I'm missing something.
Wow.
Would you ever think of going to a comedy club?
If I knew if it was a Rodney Dangerfield type.
That's not going
to
happen.
Something, well, it's not going to happen now.
Next time you come to New York, I'm going to take you to a comedy club.
But who's, okay.
I promise.
But who's around now? That is funny. I don't find any of these people. Bob Saget? Why would I want to go listen to him?
No, not him. Why would you?
Well, exactly. He goes and he performs at the comedy club.
Yeah, but you don't go to see him.
No. So who do I go see?
That guy that graduated from Heidelberg.
Yeah, Regan.
Funny.
Yeah, Regan.
Brian Regan.
He is funny.
He's a funny guy.
Right. He is a funny guy. I'd go see him. Matter of fact, he was in Tiffin at the Ritz a couple of weeks ago, and I wish I'd have been there to see him because he is a funny guy. I remember sitting next to him at one of the events there.
See?
I quite amusing.
You do have a sense of humor.
All right, so let's get him on the program, Richie. Call him and see if we can get up early.
I don't want to do that to him.
All right, 59.